This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government to give concession to the businesses and industries affected by the lockdown. Government decides to provide work to the labourers of the informal sector. Health Ministry informs that no new coronavirus case detected in the last 24 hours. Nepali nationals staying in quarantine in India since last month to be allowed to enter Nepal. And over 227,000 people worldwide die from COVID-19, with 3.1 million infections confirmed. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has said that no new coronavirus infection has been detected in the country in the last 24 hours. During the regular press meet organized by the Ministry today, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikash Depgota said nearly 58,000 people across the country had been tested via the PCR and RDT methods. Dr. Depgota informed as many as 1,682 people were tested in the last 24 hours. The spokesperson informed that 23,336 people were in quarantine and 80 in isolation across the country. The number of people who have returned home after recovering from COVID-19 infection is 16. The provincial government of the Far Western Province has started the process to let the Nepali nationals that are currently in quarantine in the Indian side of the border to return back home. More than 2,000 Nepalese from the Far Western region are in the quarantine near the Indo-Nepal border following the lockdown imposed in both Nepal and India. They are being allowed to enter the country after their coronavirus test came negative. Most of the Nepali nationals are in quarantine in Julaghad, Dharchula, Pithoragarh in Uttarakhand of India. As many as 1,800 Nepalese are being brought back to the country in the first phase. The government is to provide work to the labourers in the informal sector affected by the lockdown in the country. Sharing decisions made by the Council of Ministers as at the routine press meet at Singha Darbar today, government spokesperson Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora said a decision had been taken to employ the out-of-work labourers from the informal sector at all the three levels of government. The local levels will determine the ways which can be in the form of cash or food. Prior to this, the government was providing the informal workers with relief support, including daily essentials. Government data shows that more than 600,000 workers received the relief support provided by the government. The government has also decided that the workers in the formal sector should be paid at least 50% of their salary for the month of Baisakh. The government has said that concessional loan will be managed for the industries and businesses suffering liquidity and cash problem. General Secretary of Nepali Congress Dr. Sasanka Koirala has appealed to all to involve in resolving people's problems by rising above political and partisan interest due to the coronavirus crisis. In a video message today, General Secretary Koirala said the problems faced by daily wage earners and workers and people having low income, pregnant women and chronic disease patients have made him worried. He said that he drew government's attention time and again to rescue Nepalese stranded in border area and facing problem abroad. He thanked the health workers working at the front line during the risk. As many as 935 foreign tourists stranded in Pokhara due to the lockdown have been rescued and brought to Kathmandu. The rescue was carried out at the initiative of the embassies of their respective countries. Swiss embassy took the initiative to rescue 69 Swiss tourists. Other tourists who have been rescued are 40 from France, 11 from Germany, and from Poland, Norway, Belgium, Portugal, Australia, Italy, Canada, Sweden, Netherlands, and Romania. The tourist police had carried out health examinations before being brought to Kathmandu. Meanwhile, the French embassy in Kathmandu has organized a chartered aircraft to transport its citizens stranded in Nepal to France on May 2nd. The European Union is also working to rescue and repatriate stranded tourists to their home country. The Korean International Cooperation Agency, KOICA, has today donated 6 types of medical items, total worth $78,000 for the COVID-19 response to 4 of its partner hospitals in Nepal. Ambassador of South Korea, Park Yong Sik handed over the medical items to the respective chairpersons and medical directors of Trishuli Hospital Nuakot, Nepal Korea Friendship Municipality Hospital Bhaktapur, Tikapur Hospital Kailali and Thulikhel Hospital Kabre. The support was provided for strengthening their capacity to deal with the potential COVID-19 outbreak. Among these four hospitals, three hospitals, Dhulikhel, Tikapur and Trishuli, are designated as COVID-19 response hospital by the Ministry of Health and Population and their respective provincial governments. The medical items contain 790 PPE sets, 4,690 KN95 mask pieces, 2,185 surgical masks, 4,400 surgical gloves, 600 liters of hand sanitizers and 50 infrared thermometers. Ratnanagar Municipality, rather, in Chitwan District has initiated the construction of a disabled-friendly overhead bridge at Tarichok along the East-West Highway. Officials said this is the first of its kind in the district and another overhead bridge is also being constructed in the municipality due to the rapid pace of urbanization. Mayor Naren Bon and Deputy Mayor Bimala Duari today laid a foundation stone of the bridge, which is estimated to cost around 24.2 million rupees. The District Coordination Committee Chiefs of State 1 have proposed the expansion of the COVID-19 test. In a video conference with Social Development Minister at the state, Jeevan Khimire, the District Development Committee Chief stressed on extending the scope of testing bid to be more confident about the spread of the virus in the state. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM News Bulletin. On to some advertisement now.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएथ्यो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM News Bulletin. On to more news now. The government of Japan is going to decorate senior leader of Nepali Congress Ramchandra Paudil with the Grand Cordon of the Order of the Rising Sun. The Japanese government yesterday took the decision to award Congress senior leader Paudil. Despite the threat of possible outbreak of COVID-19, the Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital, Daegu, has continued its regular vaccination programs. The hospital is providing vaccines against rabies even in this critical hour, despite being developed as the major treatment facility for the coronavirus patients. The hospital is daily providing such service to about 100 people who reach the hospital after animal bite. A director at the hospital, Dr. Sagar Raj Bhandari, shared that they had managed a separate unit for the vaccination. However, the number of such visitors has dropped by threefold, as about 300 visitors used to visit the hospital daily. Scarcity of water resources in Bakke National Park and Bardia National Park has badly affected the wildlife animals. Bardia National Park is one of the major habitats of tiger, which was expanded a decade back. A park official say it has been difficult to manage even the drinking water to the animals due to lack of river, marshlands, streams and ponds. According to the park official, a canal for the under construction Sikta project has been set up near the national parks, but the bucks drown in it while drinking the water. The two national parks have their 60% of area in Tarai and Chure region. Most of the animals live in the Tarai habitat. Bhutan Municipality has sprayed disinfectant at a different 7 quarantines and marketplaces. Mayor Arjun Kachyapati shared that it was sprayed to contain possible outbreak of coronavirus at the places frequented by people. A total of 182 people are living in quarantine in Bhutan Municipality. Meanwhile, the municipality has intensified health checkup bid, reaching the home of fever-affected and other suspected households. Panauti Municipality of Kabre-Palanchok District has continued distribution of relief materials to the families facing problem in their daily lives following the extended lockdown imposed by the government. The municipality launched the third phase of the relief distribution to the daily wage earners and poor families living inside the municipality. The municipality has received relief materials worth 3 million rupees from different organizations, individuals, cooperatives and civil society after the municipality brought food bank into operation. The ongoing lockdown order following the spread of coronavirus has badly hit the local hunting season in Dhorpatan Hunting Reserve. Lawful hunting is open twice a year in the reserve. The officials announced the bid for hunting in the season of September, October and April, May every year. Assistant Conservation at the Dhorpatan Hunting Reserve Ramesh Yadav said that no hunter expressed their willingness for hunting this season despite the cold. People from United States of America and Europe come for the purpose of hunting in the reserve every year. Yadav said that the hunters did not show this season after the international flights were suspended and the lockdown order was put in place. Hunters are permitted to hunt 11 Nor and 3 Himalayan Thar in a season. The hunters can kill a Nor by offering their bid from 900,000 to 1.2 million rupees. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. More than 227,670 people have died from COVID-19, while some 3.2 million infections have been confirmed in at least 185 countries and territories. More than 973,460 people have recovered to date. In U.S., more than 3.8 million people submitted new claims for unemployment benefits last week. The coronavirus outbreak has now led to 30 million Americans losing their jobs since mid-March. The United States economy has taken its hardest hit since the height of the Great Recession in 2008, with its gross domestic product contracting 4.8% in the first quarter of the year. Meanwhile, dozens of bodies have been found in moving lorries in New York after passers-by complained of the smell. Andrew T. Funeral Home in Brooklyn had rented the trucks and put some 50 corpses inside the ice. Meanwhile, the Eurozone's economy shrunk by 3.8% in the first quarter. Scientists, health officials and governments across the world have encouraged citizens to practice physical distancing and to avoid going out unless for necessary purposes. Meanwhile, U.S. health expert Anthony Fauci welcomed the news that experimental antiviral drugs helped improve outcomes for COVID-19 patients during a clinical trial by the company Gilead Sciences. Yemen has recorded its first two deaths linked to the new coronavirus disease, raising fears of a devastating outbreak in the war-ravaged country. The pair were reported to be brothers who died at a hospital in the southern port city of Aden. The UN has warned that there is a very real possibility of COVID-19 is circulating undetected within communities. An estimated 10 million Yemenis are on the brink of famine, 20 million have no access to healthcare, and 50% of medical facilities still functioning are desperately ill-prepared to deal with a pandemic. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for the next 24 hours. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with lightning, gusty winds and hailstorm is possible at some places of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Government to give concession to the businesses and industries affected by the lockdown. Government decides to provide work to the labourers in the informal sector. Health Ministry informs that no new coronavirus case detected in the last 24 hours. Nepali nationals staying in quarantine in India since last month to be allowed to enter Nepal. And over 227,000 people die of coronavirus worldwide with 3.2 million infections confirmed. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 tomorrow morning. You can also listen to us online at our website, onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal. Stay home and stay safe.